Fasten your seatbelts and turn up your radio. We're going on a road trip.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I get around.
Summer in Wisconsin offers so many incredible opportunities for us to get around as we celebrate our favorite foods, our favorite music, and even our heritage. I'm Shereen Seward. Today on Route 51, it's all about the summer festival season in Wisconsin. From the well-known to the obscure, there are festivals and fairs nearly every weekend throughout the state, all within easy traveling distance. Our guest today is Travel Wisconsin Secretary-designee Sarah Meany. She'll offer up a list of favorite picks of the season just in time for you to make some summer travel plans. You can join the conversation, too, by calling us at 800-780-9742. Sarah, welcome to Route 51.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
I'd love to have you on the show. We've been looking forward to this. It really does seem like there's a festival for everything and everyone. And really, it kicks off this weekend. I know the DNR is having this fun-free weekend. What is that all about?
Oh, it's a fantastic opportunity for everybody to stretch out their legs and get a big gulp of fresh air. You know, we've had a challenging winter and spring, and I think it's a perfect time for people to check out the state parks and trails. So what it means is free fun weekend means all the state parks and all the state trails are free for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. There will be no entry fees for, you know, entering any of the state parks, free fishing without a license just for this weekend. So people can, residents and visitors to the state can actually fish anywhere for free in Wisconsin this weekend. And if you don't have equipment or your equipment needs a tune-up and you don't have time to do it, you can actually borrow free fishing equipment from many of the state parks.
Oh, so, that's cool. I didn't know
yeah,
that.
It's a cool way to check it out
yeah.
or maybe bring the kids or grandkids and not have to have all the equipment to gear everyone up. So the DNR has information on where you can get the free loaner equipment. So you can go to dnr.wi.gov, and that'll give you a list of some free loaner locations near you, which is a great way to either pick up a hobby or pick it back up after a few years.
Oh, yeah, and definitely, I know that if you're new to fishing or you just want to brush up, there's some free fishing clinics offered this weekend,
right.
too, which
right.
is so cool. Like, I don't know how to fish. I've never done it, and I would love to learn, and I think that would be a perfect time to do it.
It is. I'm going to not claim to be anything more than a hack of a fisherman myself. I've done more, you know, maybe a handful of times, but there's nothing better than actually catching something as a newbie and realizing why people love it so much. So it's a perfect time to check it out, and it's a perfect opportunity for people to go out and maybe check out a new state park they haven't been to before.
Oh, and there are so many in the state.
Yeah.
They're just beautiful. Just beautiful.
Yes, they are. We are really, really lucky. I mean, it's one of the reasons, one of the main reasons people come to Wisconsin is to spend time outdoors and participate in outdoor recreation. And so I think it's a great opportunity for people to check it out and just, you know, get some fresh air and take in the weather. Regardless of rain or shine, it's a wonderful time to you know, hang out in Wisconsin in the early summer.
Right. And free admission to trails this weekend, too?
Correct. Yes. So basically, it's trails, parks, state forests, any of the state recreational areas, all of the entry fees are waived. Now, if you're up for camping, the entry fee is waived, but there will be a camping fee. But not a problem. It's a perfect time to kind of make it all happen and kick off the season right.
Absolutely. I wanted to mention, too, I saw on your website, travelwisconsin.com, there's an event in Rice Lake this weekend at the Barron County Fairgrounds. It's the Blue Hills Barbecue Fest. This one looks good.
No kidding.
Yeah. So national and local grilling teams, they compete for state championship points and cash prizes. prizes. And it's the weekend that kicks off a full week of festivities in Rice Lake called Aquafest. That goes through June 9th. So there's a parade and a fishing derby. There's a carnival and art in the park and all kinds of entertainment, too. So I wanted to mention that because that looked really cool.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to check out that area. And, you know, we have many, many lakes in Wisconsin. And so checking it out and celebrating water at Aquafest would be really a great opportunity.
Absolutely. And, of course, June is Dairy Month. So there's a lot going on with Dairy Month, right?
Yeah. So all June, throughout June, you can probably find something dairy-themed throughout the state. But, you know, we as America's Dairyland, we have a ton of opportunity to really celebrate what makes us so special. So I'm always, you know, surprised when I'm reminded of the fact that Wisconsin dairy cows actually produce more than 2 billion pounds of milk each month. And Wisconsin also is the number one producer of cheese in the nation, which, you know, it's just one more excuse for us to put a slab of cheese on our sandwich. So,
you got to do it. You're celebrating Wisconsin.
We have to support. You know,
what our
state does for the country and for the world. But there are more than 70 dairy farm breakfasts across the state. So there's an opportunity to really, you know, find one not too far from where you live. And each one of those dairy farm breakfasts offers an opportunity to enjoy a home-cooked farm breakfast and see firsthand how a modern dairy farm works. So most of those locations also include something like a wagon ride or a petting zoo, games, live music entertainment. So what you can do is check out Hooray Wisconsin Dairy for a list of all the farm breakfasts taking place June.
And I've got to tell you firsthand, this is a great thing to take your kids to. When my kids were younger, they're grown now, but when they were younger, that was something we looked forward to every year, going to that annual June dairy breakfast was always fantastic.
It is. And whether you live near a dairy farm or you live in the city, it's a great way for kids to understand where our food comes from and, you know, how animals live and how farmers make a living. I think it's an important piece of our heritage here in Wisconsin. And, it's a great opportunity. I know I'm planning on having my kids check some of that out, too. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a great learning experience for sure. And I can't say enough about how fun that is. And there's just something that kids seem to like about going to a farm.
Well, who doesn't love seeing animals and baby animals and, you know, understanding how other people, spend their day? I think it's wonderful educationally, but it's also just it expands the way you see the world, that the world is not always what they see every day. So I think it's an important piece of, you know, helping kids understand how they fit into the bigger picture.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you've got some things on your list from Door County. I know there's a lot going on starting next weekend, June 7th
right.
through the 9th.
So June 7th through 9th in Sturgeon Bay is the Door County Lighthouse Festival. You know, the iconic image of the lighthouse and Door County and that beautiful peninsula is something that, you know, we all should take a chance to see. So Door County actually is home to 11 historic lighthouses. So visitors can learn about each lighthouse and tour those lighthouses during this annual Door County Lighthouse Festival. So it includes boat excursions and guided land-based tours to all 11 historic lighthouses. So it gives visitors access to lighthouses that aren't typically open to the public as well. You'd only be able to kind of look at it from the outside or from afar. So it's really a great opportunity for people to dig in and learn a bit more about those lighthouses that dot all over the peninsula.
Absolutely. I want to remind callers you can join the conversation by calling us at 800-780-9742 if you have a question for us or if you have a festival you'd like to recommend. Feel free to give us a call. Again, it's 800-780-9742. I wanted to mention, too, since we're talking about Door County, that if you do go to the Door County Lighthouse Festival over the weekend, one of the things happening in that area is the Blessing of the Fleet in Sturgeon Bay this mm-hmm. weekend. And then the Roofing of the Goats Parade happens June 8th in Sister Bay. Have you ever been to that?
Absolutely. That's a piece of my childhood right there. My family loves going up to Door County, and I have ever since I was little, and I love bringing my own kids up there. And one of the things they always ask to do is go see the goats.
Yes.
And, you know, when it's off season and they're not up there, you know, it's still fun, but you're waiting for those goats to be up there. It's absolutely something not to miss.
Right. And if you've never been, these goats, they are on top of Al Johnson's Swedish restaurant all summer mm-hmm. long. And this goat parade is the roofing of the goats parade. It's the first roofing of the goats of the season. So there's a big parade. People wear goat costumes and hats and other kind of crazy stuff. And it's just, it is great. It is great people watching. And it is absolutely a blast. So I really like that a lot.
Yeah, and that's a fun town. I mean, Door County is just really, really rich with a lot of fun experiences. And you know, Sister Bay is no exception. So checking out Al Johnson's, but also, you know, maybe bowling at Sister Bay Bowl or checking out the Lakefront Park. It's just, it's a great piece of experience year round.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, we really enjoy going there in the winter because there's a lot going on in the winter as well. And
right.
And it's not quite as packed. So
right. Exactly. And there's you know, there's never a bad time to have a lingonberry pancake either. So,
of course.
Yeah.
All right. So you were also talking about the walleye weekend coming up in Fond du Lac. That
right.
is next weekend. Tell us a little
right.
bit about that.
So people should probably, you know, dust off their fishing skills in preparation for the following weekend, which is June 7th through 9th in Fond du Lac. You know, if you're going to catch a walleye, practice it this weekend at the free fishing weekend, but then head up to Fond du Lac for the walleye weekend. So this festival actually started in 1978, as the Mercury Marine National Walleye Tournament. And it was born hoping to turn it into a festival and build a festival around it. And now this walleye weekend lures an average of 70,000 people to Lakeside Park throughout that weekend, which is a formidable number and certainly a large celebration of walleye fishing. So the walleye tournament itself is still the centerpiece of the festival. And it features 600 contestants.
Wow.
Probably much more talented in walleye fishing than you or I.
Certainly more than I. That's without a doubt.
It is Fond du Lac's largest family festival, and it's free to the public to attend. And it's full of all-day fun. So there's live music on four stages, children's entertainment and activities, sports tournaments, and so much more. So it's a celebration of certainly the walleye fishing itself, but it's a great time to get out and see your friends and meet some new ones.
Absolutely. And then one other festival coming up in June that you were wanting to mention was the Ellsworth mm-hmm. Cheese Curd Festival. We were just talking about cheese.
Right.
It's almost a moral responsibility of ours to eat cheese.
It is, absolutely. And Ellsworth is the cheese curd capital of Wisconsin.
Yes.
So the weekend of June 21st and 22nd is the Ellsworth Cheese Curd Festival. So no better time to take in all the cheese you can possibly take in than that. So admission to the festival itself is free, but as an attendee, you can enjoy several guided tasting experiences. So you can actually engage with the people who make the cheese. They're true craftsmen and craftswomen. Many cooks, lots of makers of those starring foods as well. So cheese, craft beer, wine, hard ciders, real dairy ice cream, and authentic barbecue. So you can also enjoy live music and the festival marketplace and bring home some goodies back to your own home.
Oh, it sounds great. Travel mm-hmm. Wisconsin Secretary-Designee Sarah Meany is joining us today. This week's show all about the dozens of fairs and festivals happening in Wisconsin throughout the summer season. When we return, we're going to continue our rundown and we'll take your recommendations too. Give us a call, 800-780-9742. I'm Shereen Seward. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
I think I'm going to be sad. She don't care.
We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. Secretary-designee Sarah Meany from Travel Wisconsin is our guest today. We'll take your calls, too, whether you have a recommendation of your own or a question about the summer festival season. The number to call is 800-780-9742. Sarah, music is a big theme for summer festivals. I mean, huge. And one thing that's getting really big is the Blue Ox Festival. I wanted to mention this because this, I think, is so cool. It started a couple of years ago, 2015, Bluegrass Americana, 3-day festival with camping. But they don't just have camping. They have glamping.
So
you can get
the only thing better than camping.
Yes. So you can actually hire them to put your beautiful tent together. And it looks more like a yurt than a tent.
Awesome.
With a real bed and real linens and a rug and tables. And I mean, it's all the comforts of home, basically. So if you're not a camper and you want to be a glamper and you still want to check out the bluegrass at the Blue Ox, that's happening June 13th to June 15th. A very, very cool festival.
That sounds great. Who needs Coachella?
That's right. But, of course, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about Summerfest.
Oh, absolutely. World's largest music festival. Summerfest welcomes almost a million people each year to Milwaukee's Lakefront Festival grounds. And so this year, the festival is June 26th through 30th. Take a break for a day, and then back July 2nd through 7th. And so for those 11 days, people can watch more than 800 musical acts and that play on 12 stages right on the lakefront. So it's really, I've been going since I was a kid. Of course, it's something that, you know, people from all over the state and certainly from outside the state, all over the country and around the world, people descend on Milwaukee for this huge, wonderful, well-organized music festival. So this year, we have some really big headlining acts, but just a couple of them. You may have heard of Jennifer Lopez.
Maybe might have heard of J-Lo,
Snoop Dogg, Jason Aldean, and Chicago.
Chicago puts on a great show, by the way.
They do. They've been rocking for so long, too. So there's also, I think this is really exciting. People should know about it. So the Emerging Artists series is highlighting up-and-coming local, national, and international talent. So it showcases that great live music, but it also engages the audience by having people vote each day via Twitter for their favorite performance. And then the band with the most fan votes each day receives an Emerging Artist Series care package that includes about $3,000 in gear and merchandise, which I think is really great. And I just was having a conversation with the leader of Summerfest himself, Don Smiley, and he was telling me just yesterday about also the Summerfest Tech Series that I think is something people should dig into and learn a bit more about.
Okay.
What it does is connect, you know, obviously the crowds that are there for music and highlights Milwaukee's and Wisconsin's technology leadership and innovation that's going on. So it's a great
cool
way to introduce people to more than just the great music scene that we have in Milwaukee, but also dig further into, other creativity and innovation through technology. So people can learn more about that through the Summerfest website as well.
I love that idea. And I do love the Emerging Artist Series feature. I think that it's so cool to give those artists a chance to break out. And if you're going to Summerfest, remember that it's not all about the big acts on the big stage. It's
right.
Really not. There's so much more. There are so many more bands that are worth seeing that are on those smaller stages. It's just really amazing.
And this year's lineup outdoes last year's lineup, which outdoes the previous year's lineup. They do such a great job bringing some incredible diversity in music. So I know I'm looking forward to checking out quite a few different bands. And certainly, like to your point, it isn't just the amphitheater and the main stages. There are so many great bands all day at all of the stages.
Right. And one other music festival I wanted to bring up before I forget is the Steel Bridge Song Fest. It happens in Sturgeon Bay, June 14th and 15th. So the part owner of the Holiday Music Motel there is a man named Pat McDonald. He was part of a band that that had a big hit in the 80s. And he has a lot of music connections. He's very good friends with Jackson Browne, for example, and some other similar type artists. And he puts on this festival every year, bringing in national and local songwriters. They collaborate on songs that are inspired by Sturgeon Bay's historic steel bridge. It's amazing artists, amazing music, and I can't recommend it enough.
That's fantastic. I love that it's homegrown inspiration as well.
Yeah, absolutely. On your list is the Bear River Powwow in Lac des Flambeaux. This looks really cool. I have never been.
Well, you know, I think it's one of those things that even we Wisconsinites don't take enough advantage of, and we have an opportunity to learn a lot about the Native American heritage that makes Wisconsin, you know, really the amazing, beautiful, wonderful place it is. So July 12th through 14th in Lac des Flambeaux is the 37th annual powwow, and it's held at Old Indian Village on the Bear River powwow grounds all weekend. So Lac des Flambeaux's annual traditional powwow brings in tribes from across the nation to celebrate together. So visitors can experience the culture and traditions of the Lac des Flambeaux community, and everyone is welcome to share in the crafts and food and dancing. So really, I encourage people to check that out. Again, it's incredibly family-friendly. It's a wonderful learning experience. It's a fun celebration experience, and that's July 12th through 14th in Lac des Flambeaux.
And also, tacked on to the end of that, on June 15th, there's the Lakes Fest at the same location. So it's a one-day environmental fair, been going on for a couple of decades. They've got exhibits from tribal and local and state agencies. Really cool. So something that you, if you want to make a weekend out of it, I would suggest staying for that as well.
That's fantastic. Love it.
All right. Now, the next thing on your list is something I had never heard of before.
Yes. So the U.S. National Coob Championship.
Coob.
Coob. That's spelled K-U-B-B. Coob.
So it looks like cub, but it's coob.
Right. It's coob.
Okay.
It's coob.
All right.
And that takes place in Eau Claire, July 12th through 14th. So that same weekend as we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Eau Claire is actually the coob capital of the United States.
What?
And it's the home of the U.S. National Coob Championship. So
I must know.
I know. What is coob? What is coob? So coob is a cross between bowling and horseshoes.
Okay.
And it's actually a game that the Vikings played.
Okay.
So you use chunks of wood, basically. You throw pieces of wood at other pieces of wood to knock them down. And it really is. It's a bit like lawn bowling and a bit like horseshoes, and it's a lot of fun. And I recently learned how to play it while I was visiting Eau Claire at the Eau Claire Experience Eau Claire Visitor Center inside. We would have played outside. It was raining that day. So the U.S. National Coob Championship is the largest coob tournament outside of Europe.
Okay.
And it's a game for all ages. You know, it's not difficult to learn, but you know, being good at it
yeah, I would
takes
say
a bit of practice. And the U.S. Championship itself is a tournament for all. So from first-time players to past champions, all skill levels and all experience levels are welcome. And you can have, you know, participants in the past have ranged between 6 years old and in their 80s. So it really is a fun time to get together, you know, play a lawn game like coob and learn a bit about it. And it is, you know, it has a historical story behind it with a Viking tradition that has been passed along through the many, many centuries.
A colleague of mine was saying that he went and just couldn't stop watching. It was fascinating.
It is. It's fun. It's a lot of fun, and it's not hard to learn, like I said, but it's, if you like playing lawn bowling or croquet and you want a new thing to add to your summer barbecue repertoire, this is a really fun one.
Well, and I love the fact that first-time players can get involved. I mean, you don't have to have all kinds of experience.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it's something to, you know, you get a coop set and you bring it along for a picnic, or you bring it for a tailgate at a sporting event. It's something easy to set up. You don't need any special equipment other than the coob pieces themselves. So,
okay, so you can buy these things, these coob sets?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
I'm not going to recommend a specific one. I'm
right,
certainly
right.
No expert. But I would say if you were to Google coob, K-U-B-B, you can find a coob set online somewhere for sure.
Okay, that's on my list of to-do things then, because I really have to know more, and it sounds like something that would be really fun to do.
And it's probably something you can make at home, frankly, if you know what the size pieces are and things like that. Crafty people with a saw probably could make it happen too. So, but you got to make them right, otherwise you're not quite doing it.
Cubing.
You're not cubing
appropriately.
Exactly.
Listeners, you can call in too, 800-780-9742 if you have a question or a comment or even a festival that you'd like to recommend and share. Sarah, EAA Air Venture is always one of the biggies.
It is huge. Mm-hmm. It is huge. So in Oshkosh, July 22nd through 28th, is the largest aviation event in the world, and it was named the number one air show in the United States by a USA Today poll as well. So this year's event is July 22 through 28. There are daily air shows, there are workshops and seminars and industry vendors, and more than 500,000 people from 70 countries converge on Oshkosh to celebrate aviation and watch thrilling and daredevilish shows in the sky. So the regional airport itself welcomes more than 10,000 planes for what is known as the world's largest fly-in.
Mm.
And this year is the 50th anniversary of EAA Air Venture as well. So they're commemorating that 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission as well. And, of course, the role that space travel and aviation has played in our country's history.
Mm, okay. So I would imagine they've got a lot of...
July 1969 when the Apollo 11 mission landed on the moon and returned safely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big deal. And Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins will be the featured guest at Air Venture 2019 as they commemorate that milestone.
So it's really it.
Yeah, it's a great combination of incredible aviation and aeronautics history.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds great. I've got to say, that is really one of the biggest and coolest events in the state. And I know it brings so many people into the state. Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. It's something incredible to see. And certainly people who are enthusiasts and or aviators themselves, you know, and kids, would love to see all the planes zooming. So I think it sounds like a really fun thing to do in that last weekend of July.
Oh yeah, for sure. That is a very cool one. I also wanted to mention a couple of obscure festivals that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in Prairie du Chien, July 13th and 14th. This looks really neat. It's the War of 1812 Battle of Prairie du Chien reenactment.
Wow.
So they have this historic encampment and reenactment. And I didn't know this, but this is Wisconsin's only War of 1812 battlefield. So,
really?
Yeah, they give you this reenactment so you can learn about the British assault on U.S. Fort Shelby in a battle scenario that's held both days in Prairie du Chien. Again, that's July 13th and 14th.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty neat, too.
Yeah, I bet history buffs would really love to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some callers. Susan.
Great.
Yeah, Susan is going to be joining us here. Susan from Merrill. Hi.
Oh, no. Susan, did we lose her?
No, I can't get her. I can't
her.
Yes, I can't get her, but I'll tell you what. I know that she wanted to talk about the Morel Mushroom Festival. Do you know anything about that?
I don't have any information at the top of my head, but that sounds incredibly worthy of learning more.
Okay.
I have to tell you, I see my friends talking about going morel picking for the past kind of week and a half, and then displaying their findings on Facebook and gloating for all while they make incredible recipes out of morel mushrooms.
But, oh, yeah.
Susan, call back in and tell us about the Morel Festival.
Yeah, I think we're just having a little trouble getting her on here. So hopefully we can get her. Let's see if we can get Chris from Hayward on the line. Chris, thanks for calling.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm calling about Cable, Wisconsin, Northwest Corner. It has brand new exhibits in the Cable Natural History Museum called Curiosity Center and Pollinator Power, and plus an art exhibit. It all just opened last weekend, and just wonderful place to take your kids, your grandkids, And there's a Wayfair wandering outdoor walking area in the woods with different hands-on events and just something you should see if you get to the northwest corner of Wisconsin.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much for that suggestion. That sounds really great.
Sounds great.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Chris. We have another caller. Scott is on the line.
Thank you.
Scott, are you
hey
with
there.
Us? Hi. Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
hi, Scott.
Calling you from beautiful Presque Isle, Wisconsin, Wisconsin's last wilderness, right up on the northern border.
Oh, it's so gorgeous.
Yes, and now that spring is finally here and the ice is off, we're looking for a wonderful turnout at our annual Presque Isle Days Lumberjack Festival, June 29th and 30th.
Oh, that's
great.
Fantastic.
Yes, and I have been to that. That is fantastic, and we're so glad you brought it up. Thank you so much, Scott. All right.
On the 29th is our Silent Sports Day with a 5K run and walk, a logger run, kids fishing and nature walks, and kayak and stand-up paddle demos. And then Sunday's the main event with the Lumberjack Show and the Arts and Craft Vendor Village, chainsaw carving, live music by Old Pine Road, food and kids games, and this year new, the Blessing of the Dogs.
So, the Blessing of the Dogs. I love it. Okay.
That's fantastic. Yeah, well, it sounds like you know your stuff.
As chamber director, I hopefully do. And
yeah,
the dog idea came from our Presque Isle visitors guide this year. We sent out notices on Facebook to have people submit pictures of their dogs for the visitors guides, and we were amazed. We got 400 dogs sent in. So,
oh my god!
Oh wow! Really?
Yeah,
yeah. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
People love their dogs in Wisconsin. It had to be a picture of a dog in a boat or on water. So, because we're all about woods and waters up here. So we've got a wonderful chocolate lab on our cover of our visitors' guides. And we thought, well, a lot of people bring their dogs to the festival. So we've got an ordained minister who's going to do a blessing of the dogs on Sunday morning. And everyone will have a good time.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. I really appreciate the call.
You're welcome, ladies. Have a wonderful day.
You thanks. Too. We've got to take a break. Travel Wisconsin Secretary Designee Sarah Meany is our guest today on Route 51. We're talking about the best fairs and festivals of the summer. When we return, we'll offer up more recommendations, including a few rather interesting events you might never have heard of before. You can join the conversation as well. Just give us a call. 800-780-9742. I'm Shereen Seward. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. Travel Wisconsin Secretary Designee Sarah Meany is with us as we discuss the best fairs and festivals of the summer. We'll take your recommendations and questions, too. The number to call is 800-780-9742. Sarah, my husband and I do a lot of weekend travel throughout Wisconsin. We've actually stumbled on some pretty unique celebrations along the way. One of my favorites is the, and I bet you've never heard of it. I'm challenging you here because this is a tiny little town called Big Falls in Waupaca County. And every Labor Day weekend, they have the Big Falls Corn Roast. They've had it for about 40 years now.
Ooh.
And it's in this tiny town of 75 that grows to about 5,000 just for one day.
Wow.
And
wow.
Yeah, they have a parade. They have all kinds of crazy stuff that goes on. And it's always it's very fun. My mom grew up there. So that's how I actually knew about it. But
fantastic.
I guess it begs the question then, how important are fairs and festivals to the state's travel industry as
a whole? Well, they very much are. I mean, we have so many reasons for people to want to come and spend time in Wisconsin or spend time across Wisconsin for those of us who live here. But so special events themselves are a really big piece of overnight travel. I'm a person who really likes data. And so if we're going to spend money and invest in a campaign, we want to make sure that the rationale is solid. And just under 25% of Wisconsin overnight travelers say that the main purpose of their trip was a special event. And outdoor recreation is another one right up there. So festivals and fairs became the kind of the main idea of this year's summer campaign. And, you know, we kick it off with Donald Driver and his infectious energy and smile as the star of our TV campaign and online video campaign. And then festivals themselves kind of create a fun digital and print mashup. So you'll see a combination of corn with a guitar or, you know, an airplane, you know, with, you know, another theme or bacon. So or bacon and a microphone. So it'll be a fun visual celebration of all things festivals.
Definitely.
With no, you know, basically all the reasons to visit Wisconsin and no excuses not to.
Right, right. Well, plenty of special events, that's for sure. Our list is just ongoing here. The Lumberjack World Championships happening in Hayward this summer. Yes. That looks like a fun time.
Yeah, so that's the 60th anniversary of that event as well. That's August 1st through 3rd. Over 21 events, and people are competing for world records. And it So over 100 competitors vie for one of the largest payouts for lumberjacks in the world, and that's $50,000 in prize money.
Wow.
So it's a big deal, and Hayward is certainly where some of the best lumberjacks, some of the most talented lumberjacks are going to be there, and something definitely to check out.
Right, absolutely. That same weekend, it's got to be difficult to choose which
so
type.
So many things to choose from.
Seriously, there are so many things every single weekend. That same weekend is Mile of Music in Appleton, and wow, that's a favorite. Always a favorite.
It's been going on since 2013, and over 200 emerging artists participate in this original music festival. So it takes place in downtown Appleton, all on the walkable mile where there are restaurants and coffee shops and retailers and bars. So it is original music only, and it features you know, a diverse lineup of musical styles from indie rock to country. So there's really something for everyone. Of course, there's Americana and soul and blues and folk. And over those 4 days, there's going to be over 900 sets of free live original music. So music lovers of any genre will have something, you know, to check out for sure. And all you have to do is walk into any official Mile of Music venue and enjoy the music. No ticket necessary.
Right. That's what makes it really so unique. There's no cost. You can just go.
It's just a celebration of music for everyone all day long, all 4 days. So,
And I did want to mention that Mile of Music does a Mile of Music New Year's Eve celebration every year. They choose 3 or 4 of the top artists from their summer Mile of Music event. And then they have a big event that happens at the Paper Valley. It used to be the Paper Valley in downtown Appleton. So if you miss the Mile of Music event, you can get the best of at the Mile of Music New Year's Eve event that happens every year. So that's really cool. Or go to both. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. What else is happening this summer?
Well, you know, we were talking earlier about how fun it is to see, you know, animals at the farm breakfast. But Wisconsin State Fair is the penultimate opportunity to see everything from baby animals to award-winning full-grown farm animals competing for all sorts of prizes. And, of course, you have to check out all the foods on a stick. August 1st through 11th. In West Dallas, right near Milwaukee, part of Milwaukee area, is the time to check all of that out. And again, there's just so much going on there. There are educational exhibits that you know, where you can learn things about our state's agriculture. Hundreds of animals, and frankly, no excuse to don't arrive hungry. Or don't arrive full is what I mean to say,
right,
because there are so many foods to check out. I mean, the traditional cream puffs, of course, that people know about, but more than 200 concession stands with things like corn on the cob, which, of course, is one of my favorites. I love it that they dunk the whole ear of corn in a vat of melted butter.
Yes.
It's fantastic. And, of course, then there's steaming hot deep-fried cheese curds, deep-fried Oreos, food on a stick.
Everything, you know, on a stick.
Strange meats, and food and wine meats. And beer. So I get very excited when I start talking about State Fair.
There's so much to see. There is so much to see there. That is an awesome fair for sure.
And one thing that I think also people should know about is Spin City, the amusement ride and game area, has 30 free stages with live entertainment in there as well. And it's one of the best kind of festival areas, carnival and rides and entertainment areas anywhere in the state. And they work really hard at State Fair to curate a safe and fun and really exceptional environment for that as well.
Absolutely. A couple of the lesser known festivals that I wanted to mention too. There are a couple of Butterfests that are going on this summer. There's
one.
There's one in Sparta, June 6th through the 9th. And then there's a Butter Festival June 12th through the 16th in Reedsburg. So you can celebrate all things butter. Then there's a Kraut Music Fest. This is a Kraut Festival. If you like sauerkraut, this is for you. And it happens in Franksville, Wisconsin. That's in Racine County. Apparently, this has been going on for 50 years. And we were talking about this here in the studio before we went on air. And we were thinking about how it must smell during that festival.
Isn't it great to think, you know, so you've got sort of the downside is sometimes the smell. But the upside is it's really, really good.
Oh,
probiotic for digestion. So
of
really,
course.
Everyone should eat all the kraut.
That's,
ever.
They should. But this celebrates our. There's a famous kraut eating contest.
Oh, wow.
They crown a queen and princess. They have extreme activities like rock climbing and zip lining and a free fall thing. Then there's a wine and cheese area, music on the main stage, and then there's a family stage too. So it's really this very family friendly, but there's something for all ages there. So
I want to see the kraut eating contest. I am absolutely fascinated and excited about that.
That's all I can think about. Watch like how much kraut can you eat and how would you feel afterward?
Really great.
Really, really great.
Really great.
Yes. I also wanted to mention the Coloma Chicken Chew. That's happening June 28th through the 30th in Coloma. It's not just chicken. They have sand and mud volleyball tournaments. And there's polka and other live music. There's a horseshoe tournament. There's a parade. And then there's a chicken drop. And no, they're not dropping chickens from a building. They actually wait for the chicken to poop. You bet on when the chicken is going to drop. So it's safe for
that's
the chicken.
I
just
love that.
Wanted to make sure that
but the chicken chew, I mean, is there any other way?
Right.
So I think that's very well named.
Right.
Aptly named.
Absolutely. So one of the things on your list I think is interesting is the Loon Day Art and Craft Fair in Mercer. Mercer is a really pretty community.
It is. And, of course, this is carrying on. It's a segue from the bird, the loon, not my relatives.
This is
the Loon Day Art and Craft Fair in Mercer, August 7th. It is the loon capital of the world, and this is the 39th annual Loon Day celebration. So it's really a festival and a fair celebrating arts and crafts. And there are 300 exhibitors and, of course, live music. It wouldn't be a Wisconsin festival if it didn't have live music. There are sidewalk sales, a flea market, and kids' games. So the festival is also known for its famous loon calling contest.
Hmm.
Again, that's not calling your mom, and it's not. but the contestants themselves are all ages, and so the skill levels step up to emulate their best cry of the loon.
And that is a talent, and it's not one that I've ever mastered, but when I was a little girl and we used to go up north and there were loons on the lake, that sound is so thrilling.
It is, and it's peaceful. It's you know, sort of that now you know you're in the great outdoors. It's just a wonderful sound. But what I love about this one is while you're in town in Mercer, because it is the loon capital of the world, you should also visit the world's largest talking loon. And her name is Claire de Lune.
Okay. Where's that?
She's located right outside the Mercer Chamber of Commerce. So I think it's very cleverly named Claire de Lune. And then, of course, you know, being able to go and have your picture taken and, you know, hashtag
I love loon. It.
Yeah.
I love it.
Right.
I want to remind listeners you can call in with your suggestions and your questions at 1-800-780-9742. Plenty of time to take your calls. Can we talk about the 4th of July for a few minutes?
We can talk about the 4th of July until we're blue in the face.
I know, because there is so much going on
for 4th of July. It's one of my favorite holidays of the year.
Mine too. And there are so many festivals. There's the Riverfront Rendezvous in Stevens Point. I know that's a big one here in central Wisconsin. Madeline Island up in Lake Superior has a fantastic 4th of July celebration.
Beautiful place for it.
Oh, yeah. Minocqua does it up pretty wonderfully. Do you have a favorite 4th of July celebration?
Well, you know, it's hard to choose. So much of my, you know, growing up sort of in the southeastern Wisconsin area, we had a family tradition of going to the 3rd of July fireworks on the lakefront, which is huge. Mm-hmm. You know, tens of thousands of people picnic all day and watch the huge fireworks celebration there. But I also really like our little community celebrations, the very Americana, you know, parade down Main Street and where there's, you know, water balloon throwing contests. So Lake Park in Milwaukee is right near our house. I think that's where we're going to be spending 4th of July this year with our four kids.
Mm, wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, I think you just can't go wrong going to any of those community festivals on 4th of July.
Right.
And even if you're in the Northwoods, many of the lakes have their own boat parades. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful holiday to celebrate.
Yeah, it's a happy time. And it's a wonderful time to, you know, to celebrate America.
Absolutely. We were talking a little bit about Madeline Island, of course, but there's something going on in Superior. I have always wanted to see this, the Lake Superior Dragon Boat Festival.
Yeah, so I did not know this, but dragon boat racing is one of the fastest growing water sports in the world. So that, really? Yes.
Yeah.
Really. And this is one of the largest festivals of its kind taking place in Superior, August, kind of the end of August, 23rd and 24th. It's a 400-meter straight course race that takes place in the Superior Bay off of Barker's Island. And the water between the island and the mainland provides an ideal venue for the race because from mm-hmm. a viewing perspective, so it's a great staging area. And it's historic. So Barker's Island is a historic island, and it's going to be something interesting to check out. So you can watch the race at Barker's Island, but you'll also have food and live music and a craft fair available there as well.
Oh, that have you seen the dragon boats? I mean, they're beautiful.
They are. They absolutely are. You know, it's artful, and of course it's also highly competitive.
Yes.
So it's kind of a cool combination of you know, the art and the craft and the sport.
I love that area of our state, Superior, mm-hmm. Bayfield area, Ashland. We vacation on Madeline Island every year for a week, and it's just wonderful. Bayfield and Bloom is going on right now. Up in Bayfield, they've got the garden tours, garden expos, the blessing of the feet, fleet, not feet,
wow,
fleet.
Wow, that sounds like
yes.
That's something we should put on our list as well.
Yeah.
Everyone needs their feet blessed.
Yeah, yeah. So that's going on up there right now, too.
Yeah.
So I wanted to mention that as well.
Do you go to the same place on Madeline Island every time? Or
we do. My husband and I got married up there.
Oh,
and
nice.
So we celebrate our anniversary, and we rent the same place every year.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yes, we've rented the same place for quite a few years, and it's magical. It is
wonderful.
One of the most wonderful places on earth as far as I'm concerned.
That sounds fantastic.
One other thing that we wanted to mention was Beef-O-Rama, because I know you're going to get to go to Beef-O-Rama this year.
I'm so excited. Yeah. So up in Minocqua, Beef-O-Rama takes place, and I have a lot to learn about it, because it'll mm-hmm. be my first time experiencing it. But, of course, there's the judging of the meats. Mm-hmm. There's a meat parade. Lots of fun things to experience up there.
Right. They shut down the whole main street, and that just becomes it's a sea of people.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of different stages of music. And there are many opportunities to eat and enjoy the camaraderie and of course, you know, the meat competition too. But I mean, Beef-O-Rama has really become a huge tradition here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to taking it all in. I'm going to arrive hungry.
Well, you should. You should definitely arrive hungry because there's going to be plenty, plenty to check out.
Yeah.
We're running out of time, but I did want to mention, since we were talking about that June is Dairy Month, that Dairy mm-hmm. Fest is going on this weekend in Marshfield, too.
And
this is a big one. This is the 38th annual event. It's got a downtown parade, a picnic, a movie in the park. There's a cheese chase, run walk, and I guess it draws about 20,000 visitors every year. So it's a pretty big one.
That's awesome. Well, I would say, since we are running out of time, I would remind people that if they're looking for additional festivals or want to find out more information about any of the festivals we talked about, you can go to travelwisconsin.com, and we have an entire area dedicated to festivals coming up, and you can maybe browse for some new inspiration and make some plans.
Yes, absolutely. I can't recommend that enough. Travelwisconsin.com, and you can check specific dates if you're already planning a trip, or search for specific festivals, and just wonderful. So
yeah, but, and I encourage everyone to try something new.
Absolutely.
Check out a different part of the state, maybe somewhere you've never been before. And really take it all in.
Absolutely. Well, that is all the time we have today. On Route 51, I'm Shereen Seward. I'd like to thank our guest, Travel Wisconsin Secretary Designee Sarah Meany.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our executive producer is Rick Ryer. Our on-air producer today is Joy Ratchkramer. Special music today from the Beach Boys, the Beatles, Bright Eyes, and Rascal Flatts. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. You can hear the archive of today's program at WPR.org/Route 51. Next week, we'll talk about the issue of segregation in Wisconsin, both in our communities and in our schools. But until then, we're headed out of town.
Life's like a road that you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you've been...